Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast, and joining me is the wonderful and talented, like the man I would have at every Friendsgiving, Mr. Ronnie Karam.
Well, hello, that's so sweet.
That's true, especially after you made that amazing mac and cheese like Destiny several years ago at a Friendsgiving here in Hollywood.
Oh, wow, yeah, we had a good time with that one. That was a real humdinger, wasn't it?
It was. That was a great, great meal, even though we started around 8 or so and everyone was mad. But still, it was a great meal.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So we're talking about Friendsgiving because we're talking Shaw's of Sunset on this episode, and it was Friendsgiving time for the old Shaw's. So that's the big thing. But before we jump into that, just a reminder that we're going to be on Watch What Happens Live Wednesday night with Danny Pellegrino and Sasha Morfaw, two of our online friends. Although, Danny is a real life friend and Sasha is a future real life friend. We just haven't met her yet because of pandemic, but everyone should go watch that. Watch What Happens Live Wednesday night. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. We're psyched to do that. And you know what? I'm just psyched to be here. You know what really makes me psyched?
What?
Watching RZA! I just finished that run! Yes! Look at me! It is me, RZA! Hoping that you are having... Now, you have to imagine every word I say is a new hand motion. Right now, it's fingers shooting, but they're going in circles. Just imagine a lot of, like, business entrepreneur speech hand signals as I talk. I hope I'm keeping you happy. I'm getting your emails about how I'm changing your life with my workout routine. So say RZA's going crazy on his Instagram. I guess he's trying to make like bitch lost 40 pounds his new business or whatever, because he's doing these like emotional I just went on a run speeches that are the funniest fucking thing I've seen in a long time. So go check those out, everybody.
Yeah, no, it seems like he's dropped bitch lost 40 pounds and his new thing is don't stop get it, which he did not invent. And so what Ronnie's talking about is that RZA had some sort of story where he just finished a run. He's like, I just finished a run and it was like a lot. And I just have to say, it's like the power of everyone, all the people who have been emailing me and saying that I've changed their life with their don't stop. Get it. Oh my God. I've changed so many people's life. I'm out of breath and crying. Thank you everyone for letting me be amazing for you.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to change your life. Get it. Don't stop, bitch. Last 40 pounds, bitch.
So, previously on Shaw's of Sunset, Destiny cleaned her car in slow motion. I don't know why we had to see that on previously.
Why is that?
Why? That had no bearing on anything that's happened. That did not give us any information that we needed to watch this episode. Why did you resurrect that, editors? Why are you doing that to us?
Why? Oh my God. It wasn't awkward enough the first time.
I know. So we then go to Rezan Adams' house, and they're playing a Persian card game on an Hermes like tablecloth of some sort, which is just so ridiculous. And so, you know, that's basically it. They're just playing cards.
Just being two people who are absolutely in love with each other, we thought, how can we top pie? We're going to top it with cards.
What is this game called, white boy? How do you spell it? He's like, oh my God, can we just play?
God. It's called Don't Stop Uno Uno.
So, then we got over to Destiny's house where Frank Sinatra is peeing.
Frank Sinatra, are you peeing right now? Frank Sinatra.
Excuse me. Hello. Go inside. Sorry, I'm cutting a flower, bees, but I need flowers.
The bees are like, we left here a long time ago. Okay, that's what the note says. We're and already then, gone.
Yeah. And then Mercedes is walking the baby and the dog, and she's doing some self-help thing, too. She's just listening to something going, you're a mother now, and you're setting an example. Yesterday is behind us, and tomorrow isn't promised.
Like, yeah.
This is what then, happens. Just don't quit drugs, okay? What, did everybody on this cast just quit doing recreational drugs, okay? Just do them. Just stop with the self-help crap down my throat, both of you.
Yeah. And then we see Gigi walking Zsa Zsa and, like, discouraging the dog from kicking its own poop. And then ultimately we wind up at the Sofitel where Nima is in his standard hoodie and jacket getup. And he's just sitting at a table and London joins. And he's like, oh, hi, London. Your jacket matches my drink. Are you a rose drinker? This is really reading well for your brand at this moment. Well done. Well done.
She's like, thank you, love. It's really nice to be with you here. I'm going to take off my glasses. It's wonderful to see you. He's like, oh, no billable hours here. I got a good vibe from you instantly. You read people. You're a good person too, love. Oh, you're so good. So now London and Nima have realized they're the outsiders. So now they're going to become best friends and kind of Shaw's posers, where they're going to walk around calling each other babe 30 times in an episode to fit in.
They're just going to affirm each other. Yeah, the Sofitel is my, it's my Los Angeles refuge. I love coming here to this intersection of Beverly Boulevard and La Cienega, one of the most adored intersections in all of Los Angeles. And I love coming here for this refuge. You know what? So I'm just wondering if Gigi and I are going to be good during Thanksgiving, because I know that's what's on America's mind. Will Nima and Gigi, will their incorrigible chemistry ever be suppressed? And I don't think it will be. Everyone wants to know, will America's sweethearts be okay to coexist at Friendsgiving brand?
And she's like, well, did you ask her why she's hurt? Babe, you have to ask her, because the undertone, babe, is that she has a strong babe feeling for you, babe. It's like the boy who beats up the girl on the playground because he liked her. I mean, now we call that abuse. But back in the day, it was just called having a crush on someone. All right, babe.
Well, London, babe, there's a staggering amount of drama between Golnes and I. So staggering. Like, I'm sure you saw the trailer of Our Lives, also known as this television show, and it was just nothing but Nima and Gigi drama, because it's a staggering amount. And, like, we also have a lot of history. A lot of history. Okay, should we roll the one scene where we did something together? Great.
He's like, well, of course, we had Big Bear, and it was off the chart sexual tension there. And then we go to Hawaii, which, I mean, there might or might not have been a hot tub situation with that one. This is so sad, Nima. Please just...
Two so scenes. Sad. He's had like two scenes with Golnessa, and he just keeps on harping on them. Like, they just always show that one scene where he's like, I kind of want to kiss you right now. And she's like, no. And they just show that over and over and over again. And he goes, you know what? There may or may not have been a hot tub situation. And yeah, I think it's pretty well known that I didn't follow through, because that is sort of my brand. And I still stand by the decision, okay? And she was very drunk, all right? And then we see a flashback of Gigi being drunk. And he goes, part of me wonders if she's really hurt by putting herself out there and not having someone reciprocate. I mean, that really made me public enemy number one. I mean, she wanted to have sex with me so badly, and now it's created a staggering amount of drama.
And she's like, well, don't you want it to be cordial? All right, let's go over this. Let's role play. All right, now, you're going to tell me things you're afraid of that she'll pop off at you for. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to be you. Hey, Gigi, it's nice to see you. I love London's glasses. Do you think she'll wear those even when she's not in the office? Ever a chance?
Okay, I'll be Gigi. And when you say hi, nice to see you, Gigi will say, because of course she's in the midst of a staggering amount of drama between us, she'll just say, okay.
Okay, well, now I know you're hurt. Okay, that's me being you. I know that you're hurt.
Well, of course I'm hurt, because there's a staggering amount of drama between us, and one can't help but be hurt by a staggering amount of drama.
Well, here's the thing. I would like to thank you for agreeing to see me. I can see you because I'm wearing my glasses, which are fashionable, aren't they? They're fashionable. Just to say it. Go ahead and say it. Okay.
Though, well, I'm not going to say they're fashionable because there's too much staggering drama between me and those glasses. I can't even bear to say what's really on my mind.
He's like, I think you faked interest in me. She goes, okay, well, what you need to do is to validate that. Okay, you need to say something like, I thought you were hot, but I was scared to talk about it because I'm a pussy when it comes to feelings like that. And I'm very, very sorry for being such a weak-minded pussy.
London, I can't but feel like we actually might have a little bit of sexual tension right now. Are you feeling that? Just a huge amount of sexual tension.
What I'm saying is she's empathetic at the core. She just needs people to own their shit, okay?
You know, I'm going to text you because you said that very, very well. You know, you're just so on brand for being a life helper. You really are.
Bling, bling, bling. Hold on, I've got a text. A guy named Nima is asking me if I'm pregnant yet. We have not slept together, Nima. All right? Not slept together.
So now we go back to Rez and Adam's house where they're playing the card game. And Rez says,
Adam, if you have a diamond, you won.
And so then Adam plays a heart. And Rez goes,
oh my God, you're so lucky. I can't believe you're so lucky. Don't stop. Give it. Don't stop. You have a heart. Yes, it's cool, because you know what? I have a heart too, and I'm helping you play cards right now.
And then they just both laugh way too hard. They're like,
we're so happy.
Hello, hello. And in comes Destiny.
Bitch, you are so skinny. I am so jealous. Don't stop. Get it, Destiny.
You are fire, babe. Oh my God. Oh, and look at that necklace. It's so fire. Like, if I had that between my titties, you should give one to Mike because he has titties.
He is so yoked.
So Destiny says that she met up with Mike on the beach last episode, and that, you know, we spoke for quite some time, and, you know, he did tell me he's not perfect, and I told him, you know, like, of course no one's perfect, and I told him, like, he's trying to hold everything together, specifically his shirts, because of his boobies, you know, and, like, you know, he's, like, literally battling himself every day, and all I kept thinking about is, I haven't even heard from Paulina.
Yeah, and she says that before Halloween, Paulina would text and call all the time, and so she's really worried now. And he's like, is your gut telling you that Mike is asking her to stay away? Or is your gut telling you she's choosing it? Or is your gut telling you, get it, you can do it?
Is your gut telling you, hey, where's part of me? Because I disappeared because I didn't stop. Get it.
Well, I think she's scared.
And he's like, of us or of Mike?
She's like, of everything, of how it went down. And then we see a clip of Mike being like, oh, hey, you think I control this girl? Oh, Paulina, tell them. Tell them I don't control you. Tell them now. Tell them how much I don't control you.
Tell them now, because afterwards, not another word in the limo, okay? Not another word in the Uber, okay? Tell them now. So then Destiny's like, I didn't ask for any of this, beep. So Reza says,
you in it, okay? You in it. You don't think you're going to look some sort of way when I tell him, Mike, keep your side of the street clean. This falls under the motherfucking umbrella policy of keep your side of the street clean. Like, don't put us in these situations. Don't stop. Baby, get it. Out of these situions, bitch. Lost 40 pounds, get it. Don't policy.
So now Reza and Mike are going to have the shithead douchebag who is going to claim that they're the bigger victim fight with each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because Reza's continuing to pull this whole thing of like,
I completely understand Mike. My dad was unfaithful and then I was unfaithful. So Mike is like my dad and I'm triggered by Mike.
He's totally doing the, I'm going to do this. But the fun part for us, what we don't know, is that in the next scene, Mike is going to pull his own childhood triggers with Kmart. Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to win this fight because you triggered me more about my childhood.
Yeah.
It's like, let's watch the douchebags try to become the biggest victims so that no one hates them on Twitter. Sorry, ain't working for either one of you suckas.
So Mike and MJ go meet up at an empty mall, and Mike's like, oh, you look fly. Oh, how is Shams doing? How's Shams? And MJ's talking about how he was looking at schools and whatever and Mike's like, you know, it's funny, I fast until like 2 o'clock every day, and then yesterday I fast until 8 o'clock, intermittent fasting, okay Paulina, intermittent fasting, Okay? I call it spoof eating.
Get it. Someone spoof has been watching my Instagram lives. So Mike's like, yeah, you know, like, it really fucks with me with Reza, because, like, I'm wearing a black shirt, okay? And I know, you know, like, it's going against company policy. Like, it's funny, because, like, I'm a baby, like, I have to work on my wardrobe because Reza's giving me shit. And that really fucks with me, you know, because it, like, stems from my childhood. Paulina! Where I was an immigrant, and we shopped at Kmart for clothes. So I'm triggered.
Ah, yes. You know, my parents came to America with only a few dollars in their pocket. And so now, to this day, like, if someone makes fun of me for wearing a cheap shirt, you know, and they're making fun of me because of that and not because I try to drive sports cars and live a life of luxury and then wear a cheap shirt. And that's not where the humor is coming from. It's coming because they make fun of Kmart. That's why.
So he's wearing a cheaper shirt today because he's triggered, but he showed up in his car where the doors go up.
Yeah.
Am I getting this right?
People are not making fun of your childhood. They're making fun of the fact that you are always trying to show off how much money you have, but then you also wear, like, a cheap, shitty shirt.
Oh, my God. So he's like, so MJ's like, you know, I talked to Reza and I said, can we just stop being so bitter and resentful? And come on, Mikey June, let's not repeat the past, okay? And he's like, literally, like, I hate that I'm causing this divide, but you know, I was poor one time. So I just want peace, okay? I want to sit down. Like, it could be on the curb or it could be in a velvet king chair, which is normally what I shoot in, you know?
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm always being bullied. And you know what fucks with me? You know, because I'm getting bullied by my friends and they're trying to hurt me. And if I have to fool and I'm throwing up, I need someone to hold my hair and not tell me in the morning that I act like a whore, okay? And I don't call it a trigger, but it takes me to a place where I'm insecure. And I'm that scared little boy again who doesn't know English, who came home and felt like a loser in a Kmart shirt. That's what I feel like. And it's not a trigger. It's just, it's almost as if you had a gun. And you put your finger on the little thing under the gun and made the gun go off. That's all. I'm like, by the way, enough with this. Like, oh, woe is Mike because someone made fun of your shirt. If you look at the clip, you started it. You made fun of Reza's outfit first. And then you're upset that someone came. You're not being bullied if someone responds to you.
When I was a child, I would come back from Kmart. The only thing that would make me feel better was jerking off to girls in DMs, okay? Don't bully me. How could you? Paulina!
So we're at another restaurant, and Nima shows up with a gift, okay? Because it's going to meet Gigi. It's La Brea
Bakery.
Yeah. It's going to meet Gigi now, okay?
Oh, yeah. Something to really sort of clear the air from all that staggering drama between me and Gigi. So Gigi shows up. And
Gigi is like, walking so slowly into this restaurant. Cracks me up.
She's been putting off the scene for a long time.
Yeah. She's like walking so slowly. And she's like, you know what? I just don't like that guy because he's like so calculated. Okay. He's like clay and you mold the clay into the shape that you want. And that's what it is temporarily. I just don't know who he is. So I can't trust him. Okay, none of this makes sense.
That's not calculated.
Yeah, that's not calculated. That's being manipulated. Also, you know, also, just say why you're really mad at him. You're really mad at him because he didn't team up with you to take down MJ last year like you wanted. Everyone knows it. So why aren't you just honest about it? What is this clay? I don't know him. He's like clay.
Yeah. So then she sits down. She's like not accepting a hug just yet. And he's like, well, you know, I didn't order food because I wanted to wait for you. She goes, well, I'm always hungry. So what's up? He goes, well, first, I just want to rebrand into an apology because you are owed a major apology. And it was a huge mistake that I never sent you a message and said, listen, despite our staggering drama, congratulations on your son.
Who could have been mine? I mean, let's face it. Could have been mine. I mean, I was one hot tub away from making that baby with you. Okay.
If only I had let you indulge in your absolute infatuation for me, it could have been my baby.
Sorry that that's not my baby. Sorry I didn't give you my sperm as you were begging for it. Okay. Sorry.
And I thought every time I wanted to reach out to you, I thought you just might not be receptive. And she was like, well, what's the worst I would have said to you? He's like, I don't know. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. As you congratulate my son on my, you think I would do that? It's like, yes, Gigi. Actually, I think that's exactly when you would do it.
Yes. And you've stabbed a tree, Gigi. Though I know that you're doing this whole new personality thing, but you've stabbed a tree.
Yeah.
So she's like, really? I mean, I have one question for you. Do you genuinely think I'm mad at you because you didn't fuck me in Hawaii? What? And he's like, no, not at all. You just had a scene where you said that, sir. It's on camera. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gigi's like, no one was supposed to fuck. We were just making out, bro. I just had surgery. My fallopian tubes were just taken out. I couldn't have sex even if I wanted to. I just wanted to feel the boner, and it was small.
Yeah, but we also saw a flashback in this where the next day in Hawaii, she was saying, yeah, I was trying to have sex with him, and he wouldn't even do it. And he's like, that would have been inappropriate. She goes, no, it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have been inappropriate. So they're both full of shit.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So yeah, Nima's like, well, you know, it's just that you're intimidating. That's all. You're intimidating.
And she says, you know, you have insecurities, you know, an insecurity of self, and I can't fuck with the face of those insecurities. I just want to fuck with you, you know? You know, it's like, well, I'm in therapy weekly. Well, I think you need a new therapist because I can shrink you better than you can.
Yeah, and so they basically, he's like, well, there's no wind fighting. So, you know what? This has been in my car for literally a month and a half. Is this gift? It's a gift for you. Literally. Now, I just want to show you on my own person, and I'm very secure in myself. So I got you a little baby sucker with a mustache on it because it's like Reza. So I'm giving basically a joke about Reza's personality to you as my gift to your child. Like, oh, God, Nima.
So here's... okay, here's the brand forecast for the two of us, okay? We're going to go back to being cool. Okay, baby step. Then flirt. Baby step. And then she's going to throw it at me. Baby step. Because, you know, it's hard to resist me. Baby step, baby step. And the teeth, you know. And then I'll be like, hey, guess what? Going to wear a hoodie and a blazer again. Another baby step. And then the universe will balance out.
And so she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to need time. So she's like, okay. Baby steps, let's go, okay? Let's get out of here. Wow, you really did rock that all-leather look today. God, look at you. And she says, yeah, I had to put baby powder in all the right places. And I'm like, see? Look how much you guys have in common.
Yeah. So then we go back to Mike, who's at home, like, sort of going through the motions of waiting, of pretending like he's going to make something for himself, but he's really just waiting for Paulina. Sort of like... wiping a mango or something, you know.
It's like lines up fruits and just kind of looks at them and then looks at the Vitamix like, seriously?
Yeah, he's like still trying to figure out how the Vitamix actually works and if it's something he can fuck. So he's like, he texts Reza and goes, I think we should talk before Thanksgiving. Want to talk? Okay, and this is a real text message, not a spoof message, okay? Like the ones you sent me, spoof messages.
And then we cut to another totally realistic scene of Reza working out at the beach. You don't live by the beach.
You don't. And he's doing knee touches like, don't stop, get it on the beach.
Who came up with don't stop, get it?
It's like it's just like, it's one of those things definitely heard before. I actually looked it up. Like it's on Jock Jams. There's actually a song called Don't Stop, Get It. Like, it's one of those things. I don't remember where I've heard it, but I've definitely heard it before. And songs like, don't stop, get it. And it's like a thing. It's not a Reza original.
He's stealing. He's just taking it on. So then we go, he's like, sure. That's his response. And then he yoga breathes at the beach some more. So then we go to MJ and Destiny at the grocery store talking about Friendsgiving.
Yeah. So they're at some strange like warehouse thing, store, and they're just like planning the meal and they're just grabbing baskets, and Destiny texts the whole group saying, Friendsgiving, bitches. And so we know that Adam is gonna make pies, of course, and it's just sort of like they're just shopping.
He's making white boy pies. And MJ's like, oh, of course. Mike is the first one who says he wants to bring dessert, but I'm telling him no. Yeah.
That was like the most relatable moment of like this entire franchise was MJ being like, okay, who's going to bring what? And then Mike trying to back out of it because, you know, his dessert's going to be just some stupid Entenmann's thing, you know, that, and
it was a box of donuts. It's a box of donuts. That's what he brings.
Is that what he brought?
Yeah. He walked in with a box of with two boxes of donuts.
I didn't even see what he brought, but of course, and she knows it. She's like, no, I'm not playing this. When Adam is sitting there, to Adam's credit, Adam's going to make a fucking homemade pie and Mike's just going to go bring a box of donuts. And then just like,
yeah,
it's like the worst potluck participator of all time. I was like, yeah. Oh my, I was like so mad. I'm like, I don't think I could ever forgive Mike already just knowing his role in this potluck.
Never forgive him for those donuts. Although that probably was the best thing at that Friendsgiving.
Yeah, it did not look
so
great.
Then there's some dramatic music as Mike pulls up to a restaurant and gets out of his car where the doors go up. What are those, Teslas?
Small penis doors, I think they're called. And so then Reza pulls up and I was like, wow, Reza's in a dusty ass car, not realizing this was actually part of his manipulation. So Reza gets out of this car and he has like a normal button down shirt, but he's covered it with kind of like a track jacket with no collar that's all the way zipped up. It just looks very, very strange. It didn't like make sense. I was like, what is going on with Reza? And so he sits down. And Mike is like, Reza, why is your car so dirty? What's going on with that? Did you have spoof dust on that? Is that real dust? Spoof dust? Huh?
He's like, I haven't taken it out since COVID. But then I got dressed today and I was like, well, Mike has been saying stuff about my attire, so I thought I would come to you raw. I'm raw right now.
So these are actually just props for him to present himself as raw somehow, like a dirty car and like a strangely zipped up jacket. It like made no sense.
Yeah, so
laugh.
Now they're going to victim fight each other. This is so funny. And Reza, they're both doing their tells, right? Mike is looking all around. He's terrified. Like, yeah. He's looking around, like, for the exit sign already, and he's got a full martini in front of him, and is like, oh, hey, honey, could you bring me another one? And then Reza comes in biting his lips. Like, his lips are inside of his mouth, and he's biting them. So those are their tells. So Mike's like, what are we playing, make-believe or what? Paulina, I make fun of your clothing? Honestly, I wanted to sit down because we've got to figure out what the fuck is going on between people who say they're brothers, but then they take low blows. Okay, bro?
Low blow, bro. That's your
Loblo,
name.
Loblo, bro. Loblo, 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 Bolina.
Loblo,
so
bro.
I'm also to blame. But honestly, I never come after you. I feel like I have had your back, Paulina. And Rez goes, I get resentful of people whose stuff bleeds over to my world. I'm like, do you remember last season, Reza? When you had some stupid ass little thing. Well, first of all, you had an issue with Adam and that took over the entire season. And then you had an issue with MJ. And then it came down to you drawing a line in the sand saying you don't want to hang out with anyone who hangs out with MJ. And you're going to sit here and talk about this annoying thing about keep your side of the street clean when your entire side of the street is just like a mud flow? No.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I get resentful of people who don't get it. You know, you have a great heart, except when you do things you shouldn't be doing, Mike, when you engage in alternative facts.
Well, you know what, Paulina? I can't hold some anger and resentment because of some mistakes that were made, okay?
Well, you trigger me. You remind me of my dad. And my dad would always take garbage from the other side of the street and put it in front of our house. I'd be like, Dad, keep us out of the house clean.
But I was bullied. We shopped at Kmart.
No, you start telling stories that don't make sense.
You know what stories don't make sense? When your parents can only afford half a book from Kmart and you never find out how it ends. Okay? That's what doesn't make sense.
Listen, don't tell me. Like, when I said keep your side of the street clean, I don't want to engage in that conversation with you, okay? It's not that I don't want Paulina to reach out to me. I just don't want you. I don't want to put you in a position where I have to make that uncomfortable conversation that might not be the one you're ready to have. And I want you to show up one way and you don't. And I don't need you to show up that way.
I'm like, what is he even... Like, it literally doesn't even make sense what he's saying anymore.
So Mike's like, well, me and Paulina have an issue and we got over it. And then these spoof messages started. You wanted to create shit. Now I'm starting to believe him with these spoof messages because now he's got Reza. Like before he was in a group setting, right? So I was like, okay, he's just trying to get everybody to be mad at Reza. But now he's like one-on-one with Reza and Reza is biting those lips. Like Reza is doing all of his lie tells. So now I don't know who to believe. So he's like, you know, then these spoof messages start. You wanted to create shit with me and Paulina. Admit it.
Never.
Be honest, Paulina, friend, okay? We can be friends again, okay? And he's like, you're the one getting caught in your lies. I didn't send spoof messages. I was cleaning my side of the street. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay, so who did it then? Who did it then?
I have no clue.
Yeah, and he goes, but then why did you tell me that Golnessa did it? And he's like, I did it. I never told you that. So now it's just bullshit. I think that Reza's lying. Now I believe Mike. Because Mike wouldn't just go to Reza on his own and say, then why did you tell me that? He's like, I didn't. Lip bite, lip bite, lip bite. Well, at the end of the day, I get nothing for nothing.
I mean, I think it's also totally possible that Reza said something that involved Gigi's name and Mike heard it in one way and then went with it. Like, I think it's possible that that Mike thinks he heard something, and it's possible that Reza said something completely different, because Mike is not very smart. And so Mike could misinterpret something, and I mean, I think that Reza is somehow involved in these messages. I hate the fact that we're giving any truth to this concept of spoof messages. I hate the phrase spoof message. I hate the fact that I'm saying it over and over again. But I don't know. I don't know where I fall on this one.
So he's like, oh, at the end of the day, all I care is if you and Paulina are okay. That's all I care about.
We're in a great place, okay? She doesn't talk, and I walk around and wait for her to press go on the Vitamix, okay? Great place.
And so Mike is just on his phone now. Like, he's totally pissed and not buying it. And Reza's like, well, I wish you nothing but health and prosperity, and get it and also get it. So please, work on things and stay focused. And he's like, mm-hmm, appreciate it. Thank you. Paulina.
So now it's time for Friendsgiving. And
so Reza just jumps in his dirty car and drives away, because he parked just right in front of the table, basically.
Yeah. So at Friendsgiving, we're now at London's place, and Anita makes a cameo because she's setting the table, and this time they did not like try to make her out like a crazy person. And then Nima shows up and says, this door is like a snake. I don't even know how to enter it. Meanwhile, the door's open, but so he walks in and, oh yeah, this is my mom's house. She's an interior designer. Don't you like this sterile portrayal of 80s themes? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, that was an odd showcase, wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
So Nima's like, wow, this is literally a bag of toiletries I've got here. Literally. And she's like, babe, you're one of the sexiest straight men, babe.
That's what I always tell all the women I go on dates with. Huh. So we don't know how to cook. So we decide to allow a grocery store to do the cooking for them and for us. And we're just going to be... not cooking Friendsgiving, but reheating Friendsgiving.
She's like, you know, do we take the plastic off of this stuff before we put it in the oven?
I feel like, maybe they got this stuff from a fancy supermarket, but if you're not going to cook your own shit, if you're on one of these shows, I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but I think if you're on a Bravo show where you're kind of like showing off all your wealth and living the high life, like, at least get a restaurant to cater this shit if you're not going to cook it yourself, right? I mean, like, grocery store.
Well, this is Malibu they're in, so that shit wasn't cheap.
Do you think that she got it from Malibu? Or do you think she probably did?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a maybe. That's a maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I love the putting it in all wrapped. So then over at Gigi's house, she's doing sister potatoes with Layla, and there's big debate on the internet. About, do you boil the potatoes before you peel them, or do you peel the potatoes and then boil them, guys?
And either way, when you peel them, do you use your fingers or do you spring $2 for a peeler? Because that was my issue, just watching them not use a peeler.
Well, they were already cooked, so you don't use a peeler on already cooked potatoes. You use fingers.
Can't you peel with the? They were doing it was so slow what they were doing.
So
I would use a peeler. I'm sorry. I think you could use a peeler. I mean, I would peel it beforehand, but watching them peel like little piece after little piece after little piece.
I bake them and then I scoop all the stuff out of them. And then I make mashed potatoes with those and then use the skins for either twice baked potatoes or just fry those skins up with some cheese on them. Put some cheese on there.
Is it confirmed that they were actually making mashed potatoes, or was it, I wasn't sure if it was mashed potatoes or if they were doing, you know, a recipe that I was unfamiliar with, like maybe even a Persian recipe of some sort. So that's why I was like, I'm not going to go all in on their mashed potato technique, but I did think it was odd that they were just like pulling little strips of skin off with their fingers. It was agonizing for me.
Oh, I was like, wow, the internet is taking this so seriously. And you're like, well, actually.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know there was an internet debate. I really like that. Like, that restores faith. Like, that's the stuff that people should be fighting about on the internet.
You're like, that. That is what the internet is for. Okay?
That is what it's for. You know,
it's fighting not about for porn and Bitcoin. It. Okay, it's for proper potato peeling techniques, guys.
It was agonizing. Honestly, it was agonizing because, like, the entire scene, they're sitting there holding those potatoes and just taking up little piece after little piece. I'm like, this could have been done in a minute.
Well, basically, we learned from this episode that you basically need to stir in some hand sanitizer with whatever you serve at this party.
So, yes, Gigi and Layla are peeling potatoes and then talking about what they're going to wear for the meal. And Gigi starts shading MJ for dressing like she's in a music video when she's not in a music video. And Layla's like, you're talking shit right now. You shouldn't be talking shit.
Yeah, and then Destiny comes over, and she screams rosé, because she's that girl.
I brought rosé!
And so they have some rosé or whatever. So then we go back to Nima and London wackily putting baguettes in the oven with the wrapping on.
I thought it was that he opened up the oven and discovered that stuff was being stored in there. And he's like, oh. London, London, there's a staggering amount of things in your oven right now. This, if it, left in the wrong hands, this could lead to drama.
Babe. They're babying each other this whole scene. So then Reza and Adams, Reza's like, babe, where's the peanut butter, white girl? And he's like,
I may have had some of that last night.
You sure did.
Some more of their playful banter. Meanwhile, they're like cooking with black latex gloves. They look like they just murdered someone and are baking it into a cake. It's like, this is looks a little dark right now. And so Reza says that he has this habit of hanging out with Mike. And then later on, I regret it because Mike is my dad and I'm triggered.
So then Nima's getting dressed and London thinks he's going to look hottest in the suit of all of his outfit choices.
Well, he says Nima's like, so I wasn't sure what to wear. So I brought multiple outfits. Okay. I have everything from a suit to a sports coat and slacks. I'm like, nice range of formal outfits there.
I brought khaki pants and I brought some brown pants.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, that's like, whatever happened to jeans and a sweater?
So then Mike comes. He's like, hey, babe. And they're like, hey, babe. And he's got the two boxes of donuts and his sunglasses inside.
Yeah, and he's like dressed like a real, like he's trying to audition for $1 million listing Miami. And then MJ sort of wanders in with salad and popcorn. And she also has a hat that Nima left in her closet when he was like trying on her outfits for Halloween. And it's like, oh, that's crazy. I definitely do remember leaving that there. And you know what's crazy? I still have that pink thing hanging in my closet to this very day. I'm like, to this very day. It was 2 weeks ago. For crying out loud. Relax.
Yeah. That was crazy, that outfit I wore. It was staggeringly nuts. So Mike's like, oh, you know what? What's so great about me and Paulina? We're doing a three-part Thanksgiving. First, we're doing her family. Then we're doing my family. Then we're doing the family of bitches I had sex with on the... I mean, we're doing our family, our friends, us.
And he starts doing a voice-to-text for Paulina. He's like, so sweet, comma. They left a place for you, period. Wish you were here with us, period. I love you, period. Come fuck. Let me see your boobs, period. Oh, no, that was a spoof text, period. I can't stop the spoof text, period. How do I turn this shit off, period? That was a spoof text also, period.
And MJ's like, yeah, I don't blame him because the vampires of this friend group have sucked the blood out of their relationship.
Yeah, so now Gigi and Layla and Destiny arrive. And then Adam and Reza show up. And so Adam has clearly been dressed by Reza because I think that, like, given a choice, Adam would be showing up in like Aeropostale or something like that, or like something from, you know, I don't know. But he is now in like a Fendi scarf, and Reza is trying to do some sort of like Andre Leon Talley thing with this big old poncho that's just looks
a Chanel crazy. Poncho. He looks Chanel? Like Karen's couch. Karen Huger's.
He looked
couch.
Like a monarch butterfly that went awry.
So London's like, wow, look at Adam with that Fenty scarf. I'm loving that, babe. And he's like, thanks.
You have to say babe. We're not going to fit in unless you say babe.
Thanks, babe.
Good. Sorry, I had a lot of peanut butter last night.
Sort of so white girl of him. So then London's girlfriend comes out. We all meet her, Lillian. Everybody gets to meet her. And MJ is saying, you know, this sucks that Paulina's not coming, but we've got a way steeper friend violation with Tommy being blocked from filming, basically, because Tommy's basically not allowed to be on the show anymore. I keep saying basically. I don't know why.
That's okay.
And she's like, well, it's sad because now I'm robbed of all these holidays, you know? I mean, we would be together on Flag Day, okay?
Yeah. And so so then there's like some fun and games as MJ and Reza start reenacting a moment between Vita and MJ. And then everyone sits down at the tables and London says, okay, guys, so for today we have some turkey, some mashed potatoes, and oh my God, the centerpiece is on fire. And so the table catches on fire. God was like, let me try my best to put an end to all this. Oh God, even I can't stop the Shahs of Sunset.
So there's no appetizers and everybody's really hungry. So London's like, oh, you know what? I'll go plate stuff. I need to go plate stuff. I'm the host. Which, just put the shit on the table and make everybody go get their own. What are you doing?
It's like, have they just never had a dinner before? I just, like, she didn't know. And she goes in there and she takes a small plate, as MJ does note. And then she piles up with so there's like a mound of little baby carrots. Everything just looked like it was steamed and gross. And she's just piling all these vegetables on a tiny plate. I was like, what is happening? So finally, MJ gets up and she's like, I'm going to go help plate. And Mike goes, oh, how are you going to go do 20 plates? You're going to do 20 plates? I'm like, or you could get up too, sir, and help out. Don't yeah, complain if donut, someone's going to wait. Someone's going to wait on you and you're going to complain. Please, sir.
Yeah. But we find out he's really mad because he knows that MJ's going to do everything with her fingers. And then he goes, yeah, you know, look, imagine being at a party and there's a jar of pickles and MJ wants a pickle. So she puts her fingers in the pickle. And then by the time her fingers are out of the pickles, they're prunes because that's how long that they've been in there.
Yeah, there's like a fingernail floating around in there now.
Well, that's only if you believe the pickles are real. But some of us know that they're just spoof pickles.
Spoof pickles. So Mike is like, you know, I love MJ, but she just doesn't strike me as the kind of person who washes her hands. And then they keep cutting back to MJ doing everything with her hands, picking up all the food and putting it on there with her hands.
It's true. So then they're asking Mike about his building, and it's only 4 months away from being done. And Mike is trying to do like the high road thing. He's like, well, you know what? If it weren't for Reza, like, he taught me so much when I remodeled my house. Like, if there's one piece of tile in the corner, I'd be like, you have to fix that tile, Paulina. And they'd be like, you're so picky. And I'm like, well, I learned from the best, Paulina. And that's Reza. Reza is the best.
And everyone's like, cheers, cheers to friends. And Reza's like, thank you, Mike. But he knows what's coming because he's doing the lip curl, lip bite. And yeah. Mike says, well, you know, I'm trying to be accountable. And that's where we lack, because I'm very lacking in accountability from you, non-accountable person. I would like you to have the same kind of reputation, Reza. And Destiny's like,
I think you're just saying this because you want Reza to take accountability. So just say that. For example, right now I'm saying, this car needs to be washed.
She takes off her top and just starts hosing it. When she saw that fire, she probably lit that centerpiece on fire just so she could hose it down. Guys, I'm really good at this. So Nima's like, stop dancing around the issues, bro, dude. Okay? Like, there's a staggering amount of drama between you two and we gotta get to the bottom of it. Okay, bro dudes?
So he's like, you know, you get involved in certain things in my life, Reza, and it's not your way. If it's not your way, you get upset. He's like,
you are so right about that, Mike.
You didn't stop and you got it.
So Mike
says, but it's unfair.
Yes, but also Mike is,
no, I'm my own man and you're your own man. And I want more reciprocation of that ride or die friendship, because I only have a handful of friends. And every time you chip away, it's like breaking a vase, and the integrity of that vase is gone now.
Yeah, you can't even fuck the vase anymore, okay? Because you hurt your penis.
Next time you put your dick inside that vase, you're going to get a cut on your dick. Is that what
and
you
the
want?
Next thing you know, the vase is sending spoof text messages, okay? And it's hacked your phone.
Received. I would love to be accountable. Whoops. It's Tuesday, or it's Wednesday now, which is street cleaning day. Please move your mess to the other side of the street.
Can we just flush whatever's in the past that's negative into the toilet? Okay, can we do that? Can we do that? And Gigi says, I'm tired of the drama. I keep taking time from home because I've got a baby. I've got a baby, everyone. And I keep, like, taking time away to walk into this shit.
And Nima's like, yeah, I have to say something as someone who had, my parents were divorced, and therefore I get excited to see everyone, and then some stupid shit derails everything, and then what happens is I'm not as excited anymore, and I'm like, this doesn't align with my brand, guys.
So Gigi, who hates drama, is like, well, I just want to hear where Paulina is, but I'm afraid. Like, am I even allowed to mention Paulina, the girl that you've cheated on, without getting my head bitten off? Like, am I even allowed to say Paulina? Where's Paulina?
Well, because we're being honest, and I am nothing but honest. I'm always honest. So remember how I said that she's not here because she's making three different Thanksgivings, okay? And also was invited to the White House? Okay, so actually, she doesn't want to come here, okay? Because sometimes she, and by she, I mean me telling her. Sometimes what I do is I take my hand and I put it under her jaw and I open it up and down. Okay. And I say, my name is Paulina and I feel like this group doesn't play nice. She always says that.
Yeah, you know, this group doesn't play nice. And they try to sabotage. And she's just like, what are we sabotaging? And he's like, well, people ask certain questions. Oh, okay, so you're talking about Halloween, basically. Yeah. And then we get clips of everybody just laughing in Mike's face.
Yeah, exactly. So he's saying that she, even though he said earlier she didn't come for one reason. So again, he's lying for the millionth time. Now he's saying, oh, she doesn't come because she feels uncomfortable and people ask questions that may trigger him or her. I'm like, that's not why Pauline did not come because Mike said don't come. Or Mike got into her brain and was like, these people want to hurt you. They want to hurt you. You better stay home. Paulina.
Yeah. So he calls her. Right? So he gets on the phone and then calls her. And he's like, you know what? Well, first, he's like, you know what? We are disrespected. I don't trust everybody. And Rosa goes, she would be here if you let her be here. He goes, let her? What? You're tripping. Let me, hold on. Text. You better answer the phone. I'm calling you right now. You better answer.
If you guys think I control this woman, ha! Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha. She does not like you. That is why. And because you, Reza, were sending spoof messages to me, and you told me it was her, and you still haven't taken accountability for it. So now I will call.
Hi, baby. They were asking me why you are not around anymore. Why you're not around anymore, Paulina? And Paulina's like,
and she's like, how are you? It's just like a bad month right now.
Would you say, as we talked about earlier, that there's a level of trust that's been broken, Paulina?
Absolutely.
And Destiny goes, what was the trust that was broken? And Gigi says, it's her who broke the trust by giving us all this information from this stupid bullshit, you know? And Mike says, okay. Oh, well, it's Paulina's getting worried. Paulina's scared. Okay, everyone, we must go. Paulina's scared. Look, she's crying. My phone is crying. It's her tears. Paulina tears.
All right, Paulina, I'm leaving. Hang up the phone now. I do not control anything she does. And Paulina's like, no, I have something to say.
I have to go. Paulina says, yes, I have to go.
I have something to say.
So you see, Paulina does totally want to be there and tell everybody off. And he's just like, no, you're not coming.
He literally tried to cut her off. And let's not forget, there was like at least two times where we've seen him tell her in the Uber, not another word till we get home. Not another word.
Yeah. Well, that is to be continued. So I guess we'll see next time what happens.
I know. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck Med. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to be on Watch What Happens Live. So tune in for that. Set your DVRs. It's going to be after, I guess it'll be after Family Karma, I'm assuming. So super exciting. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches,
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.